Yesterday we started the sugi here on Dafnu Gimel Amud Aleph. On the third of the wide lines, Meisve, and the Gemara quotes a Brisa, and in this Brisa, it indicates two things. Number one, it indicates that the Matan Domim of Chatos requires that the Kohen be Machate Keneged Chuda Shal Keren, which means that we're not talking about the Shita of Rabbi Elazar of Reb Shimon, because Rabbi Elazar of Reb Shimon requires that the Matan Domim of Achatos be on the Keren, and only on the Keren. Gufa Shal Keren, that's his language. Here the Braisa clearly is not reflecting the Shita of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, because Rabbi Elazar of Shimon holds that the entire Keren, from cover to cover, so to speak, has the same status. It's one unit. There's no such thing as isolating the Chuda Shal Keren, at least in the Hava Min of the Gemara. So therefore, point number one about this Braisa is this Braisa could only be attributed to Rebbe, who doesn't have the halach of Gufa Shal Keren. And Rebbe allows the Matan Domim to be below the Keren. That's point number one. Point number two, but where will the Matan Domim be? And the Braisa says explicitly it's got to be Keneged Chuda Shal Keren. And that means that we isolate a certain specific location on the Mizbeach, and that's where the Matan Domim has to take place. We had two opinions in Rebbe. This would support one of those two opinions, that Rebbe would require, in the Gufa Shal Mizbeach, he would require Chuda Shal Keren. And that's a new definition, shall we say, of Zavis, of Keren as a Zavis. And this would undermine the other Shita of Rebbe that doesn't require Chuda Shal Keren, but that Rebbe would say anywhere below the Keren will give you an Ama on the Mizbeach in this direction, in that direction. That's all considered Rishus HaKeren. But what we began to discuss yesterday was the end of this Braisa. The last, shall we say, five words of this Braisa add another element into the equation here about Matan Domim Shel Chatos. And it says, Ad Shemechala Kol Hadam Shebe'etzba. We know that Chatos requires a special kind of Matan Domim, and that's called Matan Etzba. He dips his finger into the Mizrak, into the Dam, and then with his finger he does the Matan Domim. But here the Braisa goes out of its way to say that whatever dam he has on his etzba, he has to make sure that all of it is used up, meaning it's all part of the Matan Domim. He shouldn't have any leftover dam on his etzba. So we began yesterday to take a look at Os Mem Aleph in the Nefesh Tova. And he asks the following question. The Gemara establishes that the shear, the minimum shear of Zrika and Hazah for all Damim is called a kolshehu, the most insignificant, minimal amount. And yet here, it says, Ad Shemechala Kol Dam Shebe'etzba. Why is that? So he begins his analysis with a Mishnah in Masechet Yoma. The Mishnah in Masechet Yoma is addressing the case of Hazos Bifnim. On Yom HaKippurim, there were Hazos on the Mizbach Hazov inside. And Rashi says over there in Masechet Yoma, Nosein bi etzba keneged chuda shel keren. And then Rashi adds another phrase. So the first part of Rashi we can understand. And Rashi says that insofar as we're talking about a chatos, in this case a chatos pnimis, we require matan etzba. The second point of Rashi we could also understand, that Rashi says it's got to be keneged chuda shel keren, seems to be reflecting the sheet of Rebbe, according to that matdiyomer in Rebbe, that Rebbe requires a specific place on the mizbeach. But then Rashi adds four words, and that's what we want to focus our attention on. Rashi says, V'nosein matana arucha u'meshucha. And the impression you get is that Rashi's saying it's not enough to just give it a dab, as we said yesterday. You know, dab your finger onto the Mizbeach and the Chudosh shall carry in. But rather, you've got to pull your finger down and make sure that the dam goes all the way down. So the Matana, meaning the Nesinas dam, is Arucha u'meshucha. It's going all the way down and it's dragged down. So what we're trying to understand is Bechlal, what does this mean? If we're talking about dam that has a direct maga on the Mizbeach, if Rashi's saying that he literally swipes his hand, his finger, I should say, on the Chudosh Shel Keren, that's not considered Derech Hazah. Hazah usually means to stand at a distance and, so to speak, sprinkle the dam onto the Mizbeach. And here we have a breakthrough in the name of the Chazon Ish that there are two categories of Matan Damin, and they shouldn't be confused. One is called Hazah, and the other is called Nesina. And Hazah means that the Kohen stand at a certain distance from the Mizbeach, and he gets the Dam onto the Mizbeach. Nesina, on the other hand, which applies here in the case of Chatos with his Etzba, that would require a maga dam b'mizbeach. So literally, if this was a mizbeach, he's just simply smearing the dam from his finger onto the mizbeach in a direct contact. All right. So we're going to come back to this point again in Mirtz Hashem. But for the time being, this is what we have. We have a new halacha called Matan Damim, which applies to a chatos. And just to quote the pasuk, it says in Vayikra Dal Vilokacha Kohen Midama Chatos Betzbo Vinosan Al Karnos Mizbach HaOla. So the word Vinosan here is being interpreted to mean direct contact between his finger and the Mizbeach, in this case the Chuda Shel Keren. We still haven't answered the question, although I think we're making some progress, as to why the Braisa says Ad Shemachala Kol Dam Shebe'etzba, because we're associating that statement in the that requirement in the Braisa with Rashi's statement in Yuma that he needs a Matana Rucha U'meshucha. So you can imagine that the Matona Arucha U'meshucha might possibly require that he exhaust all the dam that's on his finger. All the dam on his finger is going on to the Mizbeach. But again, that's just me lamala. You know, we haven't really gotten into it yet, but just I wanted to show you that there's a connection here between what we're trying to figure out on Shemachala called Dam Shabbat by Rashi, who says Matona Arucha U'meshucha. And based on the Chazon Ish, we're saying the Matana Rucha Meshucha means that in this case where the Torah says Vinasan, it means the direct contact between his finger with the Dam on it and the Mizbeach itself. The Rambam, however, doesn't seem to indicate that. The Rambam, when he talks about Chatos, he uses the word Hazoya. And Hazoya clearly indicates that the Kohen is at a distance from the Mizbeach, and he's literally throwing the dam onto the Mizbeach with his etzba. So that's what he says, that even in the case of Chatos, the Rambam doesn't differentiate between Vinosan and Vehiza. And he says that you need Hazoya. The only thing is, the Rambam says what's unique about a Chatos is the Hazoya comes from Dam Shebe'etzba. And that's unique to Chatos. All the other Zvachim have a Hazoya without Dam Shebe'etzba, but rather Dam Shebe'kli.
I thought we did it with this finger.
Correct. And that's what's unique about Chatos.
That's the Etzba.
That's the Etzba. And what the Rambam is saying, you need Hazoya Dam Shebe'etzba. So the Etzba is a distance from the Mizbeach, and you do a Hazoya.
I mean, the Torah says that, doesn't it?
No, the Torah says Vinosan. I'll read to you the pasuk again. It doesn't say Vehiza.
Vinosan could include Hazoya.
Correct. So that's the Chazon Ish's breakthrough to try to understand why Rashi seems to indicate that the Dam is directly being placed on the Mizbeach and not Hazoya. So the Chazon Ish says, because it says in the pasuk Vinosan. I have a Chumash here. If you want to look it up, I'll just mention to you where it is. It's Vayikra Dalet Pasuk Chaf Hei. And there the Torah says, V'lokacha kohen midama chatos betzpo'o, which means he dips his finger into the kli, v'nasan al kardos hamizbeach. And it doesn't say the hizo, it says v'nasan. And that's how the Chazon Ish wants to justify Rashi's conclusion that the etzba makes contact with the mizbeach. And then it's not just again a dab, but Rashi says mishucha varucha. Again, all that we have to try to clarify. But we just want to mention at the outset that everything that we've said so far about the difference between nesina and hazah is only according to Rashi. The Rambam doesn't seem to be at all cognizant of such a distinction. The Rambam says with regard to chatos that you require hazoya. The only thing is, the Rambam says, what sets chatos apart, unique from all the other zvachim, it's etzba. But it's hazoya be'etzba. Okay. Now, if we go with the Rambam shita, then we're going to have to say, well, let's put it this way. Whatever we're going to say for Rashi, we're going to say for the Rambam as well. Just the only difference is that for Rashi, we're talking about Maga Dam Lamizbeach, whereas according to Rambam, it's Hazoya. But in both cases, whether it's Rashi's understanding of how he applies the Dam, or whether it's the Rambam's understanding, when the Braisa says Shemachala called Dam Shebe'etzba, it means that there's an entire keren, and we need the dam to somehow get to for the entire keren. Oh, obviously. Okay. So I'll both say, if you have these photocopies, I don't know, do we have one for Mendel yesterday? We'll need one also for Harvey.
I can make a couple more copies.
You know what, I have one more copy, but you can take mine, I guess.
I can share with Harvey, and then these.
Okay, so just tell me what page it's on, so I'll...
Tough page.
Okay, so let me...
Make sure you're in volume B.
Yeah, I'll double check in a second.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, excuse me to interrupt.
I did get one.
Chef.
You have one from yesterday?
Yeah.
So then we should have an extra one here. So if you give that to Harvey. Harvey, that's my copy, so you'll sell it on eBay one day.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Okay. So, if you can show Harvey where we're up to.
Sure.
Okay, on Tough Pay Aleph, and if everybody could just underline a few words. And he says the following on the second line of Tough Pay Aleph. The second line, it says... Be'inon, do you see that? Shetehei hamatona keneged kol orko shel keren. Keneged kol orko shel keren. Okay, you have that?
Yeah.
So you might want to underline that. So we'll come back to that again. And this is what Rashi meant when he says in Masechta Yoma, Rashi says, matona arucho meshucha. So we've got this keren, which we're saying is Chuda Shel Keren, so it's the very corner of the Mizbeach, the 90 degree angle, and the Dam has to go up and down that Chuda Shel Keren. That's called Meshucha, Arucha V'Meshucha. And the question that we want to answer today is, where does this Halacha come from? You know, at the very beginning of his Matan Damim, he put a dab of Dam on the Keren. That's the shear, the minimum shear that's required for Zoyos, for Nesinos. Why are we requiring that he go up and down, so to speak? Or I shouldn't say that. I should really say from up to down, because again, we don't want to go too far down, and we start on the top. Why is that required? So again, do we have the question clear? Because I want to move slowly here. was saying that although for all Nesinas Damim, you just need to put a little bit of Dam, we called it a Kol Shehu, on the Mizbeach, here, in the case of Chatos, we're requiring that the Dam go up and down this place on the Mizbeach, which is called a Keren, Chuda Shel Keren.
Are we talking about any Chatos, or the Chatos Bifnim, or what?
We're talking now about any Chatos.
Any Chatos.
Any Chatos, correct. Okay. Okay, now we have another halacha that we want to introduce here, which is called Kol Dama. Now, this is the name of a sugya on Daf Chof Hey, which you'll see in the next paragraph, and you'll underline line 3. It says Kol Dama. Do you see what it says Kol Dama? Now, why is this sugya relevant to us? Because we're trying to figure out, if you recall, why does the Braisa require at shemachala kol dam shebe'etzba? And now we're going to shift our discussion to another case, not the same case that we're dealing with, which is called kol dama. Now, kol damo sounds very similar to ad shemechala kol dam shebetzba, but again, let's not confuse it. The kol damo over there, he's not focusing on putting your etzba on the mizbeach and dragging it up and down the chudu shel mizbeach until all the dam is on the mizbeach. That's not what we're talking about there. That's a sugya on daf chof hey that requires that ultimately all the dam of this pyre should be placed on the Mizbeach. And what's the upshot? What does it mean that all the dam should get onto the Mizbeach? It means that the Matan Damim consists of two parts. One part is the beginning, and the other part is the end. The end meaning Shvicha Shirayim. And what we need is that all the dam get on the mizbeach. Some dam will get on the mizbeach as part of the zrika, and other dam will get on the mizbeach as part of the shvicha shirayim. Again, in a different part of the mizbeach. But at the end of the day, all the dam hapar is given to the mizbeach. Okay. So he, just to summarize his conclusion here, Mivu'ar, he says, the Dam HaPar Ton, what we require in the case of Dam HaPar is Sheikaimu Bekulo Din HaKrov. There has to be a Din HaKrov on the Mizbeach of all the Dam, and that comprises two parts, A plus B, O Bizrika, O Bishvicha Shirayim. Okay. That's where we're up to now. Now at this point we introduce another sugya, which is in Masechta Menachos Daf Zayin Amud Beis, which establishes that Shvichas Shirayim Shebe'etzba, I'm sorry, let me start again, that Shirayim Shebe'etzba Psulim, which means the following, that the Kohen puts the Dam on his finger, the dam that's on his finger has to get onto the Mizbeach. But does he get all the dam onto the Mizbeach? Well, hopefully he will, and he should, but if he doesn't, he's got what's called Shirayim. He's got leftover dam on his etzba, on his finger. And now you would think that extra dam should be now poured onto the Yisod HaMizbeach together with the Shirayim. But the Gemara says no. That once the Dam has the status of Shirayim Shebe'etzba, it becomes possible and it can no longer be used for Shvicha Shirayim. You just have to get rid of that Dam. He'll have to figure out a way of cleaning off his finger.
I said it was in today's Daf, actually. It says you wipe it on the rim of the Shirayim.
Correct. But it's not going to go onto the Yisod. Is Mimela, if that be the case, then we begin to perhaps shed a light on our Braisa that we started with, that the Braisa says Ashiachala kol dam shebe'etzpa. Because what's going to happen if he's not machala kol dam shebe'etzpa? In other words, if he leaves some dam on his etzpa, then that dam will not be part of the hakrova sadam. We need kol dama. Why? Because that which he put on the mizbeach, fine. That which is still left on the mizbeach, fine. But that which is left on his finger becomes posel, and it can no longer be part of the process of hakrova. You can't even use it for shvich hashirayim. So therefore, ad sheyechala dam shebe'etzpa, that all the dam shebe'etzpa should be placed on the mizbeach, because any dam that's left on his finger and is not placed on the mizbeach becomes shirayim, which is posel of mizbeach. So we're making some progress here. We're not yet sure why Rashi requires a matana arucha umeshucha, which means that we have to the coin has to go from the top to the bottom of the keren the chuda shel keren. That we don't have an answer to, but we could make some progress as to why the Braisa requires sheyachala es kol adam shebetzpa. Namely, because if he leaves dam on his etzpa, that dam becomes posel and he can't be used for akrova, and we want to get all the dam onto the mizbeach. Okay. However, once again, we have the Rambam sheet. The Rambam always has a unique approach, and the Rambam says, in the same Rambam in Perek Hei that we mentioned before, Maisa Karbonos, that the mitzvah of Shvicha Shirayim applies even to Shirayim Shebe'etzpa. Now that's against the Gemara Menachos. How could the Rambam say that if he has leftover dam on his finger, he can use it and pour it onto the Mizbeach as Shirayim? The Gemara Menachos says Shirayim Shebe'etzpa P'sulim. Says the Rambam, okay, the Shirayim Shebetzpa P'sulim as far as Zrika is concerned, to put it back onto the Mizbeach, but nevertheless, as far as the status of Shirayim, there's no reason why the Dam Shebetzpa should not have the status of Shirayim. And therefore the Rambam will allow you to take that Dam, not only allow you, require you to take that Dam, and pour it onto the Yisod HaMizbeach.
I thought it's possible.
So that which it says is posel means you can't do another zrika.
Oh, but you can use posel dam for shirayim.
So he's saying that there are two dinim. There's one din of which dam is roy for zrika. There's another din of which dam is roy for shvichas shirayim. And you and I would say that if it's not roy lizrikas adam, then it shouldn't be roy lishvichas shirayim. The Rambam, again, we don't know exactly what compels the Rambam to draw this very revolutionary conclusion, but the Rambam says the following, that you can have roy lezeh, but ain't a roy lezeh. It could be roy for zrika, even though it's not roy. I'm sorry. It could be roy leshvicha as shirayim, even though it's not roy to zrika on the mizbeach.
Or you can also phrase it differently, that a pasul is not a complete pasul. It's pasul for X, but not pasul for Y.
Correct. So it's a relative pasul. It's relative to Zrika, it's possible. Relative to Shvicha Shirayim, it's kosher. Now, I can't evaluate that, because I don't know if there's another precedent for such a thing where you could say that even though it's pasul is Zrika, it's kosher is Shvicha. I don't know. In any event, so the Rambam writes, Tzarech Litbol be etzbo al kol keren v'keren, right? Because if you remember that achatos requires arba matonos and all the four kronos, ukshigomer anesina al keren mekanech etzbo. This is the Gemara that Michael was referring to. Bisfas hamizrok v'achakach tovel pam shnia. In other words, he has to do a new tvila. The dam that's left on his finger cannot be used for the subsequent nesina. That's already posel in nesina. Now he has to do the other three kronos, so he needs a new nesina. And he can't use the dam that's left on his finger. Yeah, that would be a good idea. Why not dip your finger once, have lots of dam, and just go around dabbing the four corners of his bath? The Rambam says, no, that's impossible. Why? Because the dam that's left on his finger is posel izrika. Only for zrika it's posel. So what does he have to do now? He has to take that dam that's left over on his finger, which is posel izrika, and he has to put it in a place on the side, so to speak, where he can use it for Shfichas Shirayim. Then he goes back, his finger is now clean of dam, and he does another tvila. And he goes to the next Keren, and he does another Matan Domim on the Keren. And then he writes, Sheshiyorei dam shebe'etzva psulim litei mehem al Keren acheres. In other words, any leftover dam that he from the first Keren, he cannot use it for the second Keren. And there are a couple extra words here in the Rambam. If you take a look, the Rambam sort of repeats himself. He has just finished telling us that Kishigomer HaNesina, after he finishes the Nesina, he takes the leftover dam and he puts it somewhere else. So why did the Rambam have to repeat himself and say Shiyore Adam Shebetzbo Psulim Litein Al Keren Acheres? So he quotes the Brisker Rav, and the Brisker Rav wants to say the following, that what the Rambam wants to emphasize about the Shiyore Dam on his Etzba is that it's only that dam is only excluded from what? From Zrika. He can't take it and use it as a Zrika on the next Keren. Lafuke Shirayim, that it does have the status of Shirayim. Now, if we didn't have the Rambam, if we go back to the previous paragraph, then we understand very well why our Brisa says Mechala Kol Dam Shebetz Bo, because any leftover dam on his finger will be completely possible. And completely possible means it has no din hakrov, and we need to get all the dam onto the Mizbeach, some of which will be given in the Zrika, and some of which will be given in the Shvicha Shirayim. But at the end of the day, A plus B, you have all the dam that's going onto the Mizbeach. Once it's Shirayim on his finger, and it's not Royal Zrika, it's not Royal Shirayim either, and it just goes into the rubbish can. That's before the Rambam. So before the Rambam, we understand that Shiachale Kol Dam Shebetz Bo, because any dam that's left on his etzba is posel. Posel means for everything, both for A and for B. But according to the Rambam, that it's only posel Zrika, but it's still part of the Hakrava, and we can use it as part of the Shirayim. So why does the Braisa require Ad Shemachala Kol Dam Shebetz Bo? So we're halfway there. Again, we still haven't answered the other question that we had. Why does Rashi require a matan domim meshuch arucha, matan arucha u'meshucha? So we're up to a paragraph here, the Omar Agrid, and he quotes a Tosis in the first paragraph. And Tosis in the first perek says the following, that there's a critical moment of time which will determine whether the dam, the shirayim, lends itself to shficha, and that critical moment is the moment of zrika. Which dam is called Shirayim? Any dam that's in the Klishares at the time of Zrika and it didn't get onto the Mizbeach through the Zrika, that dam requires Shvicha Shirayim. But if there was dam that was poured at, that fell out of the Klishares, or was placed or was poured out of the Klishares at the moment of Zrika, that dam is completely outside of the boundaries of Shvicha Shirayim. And Rabbosai, this I think again reflects on what we've said over and over again, that Shvicha Shirayim is not disconnected from the original Zrika. It's all part of one long process. And since this halacha of Nesinas Dam, a moment of putting the Dam onto the Mizbeach, that moment is going to determine which Dam lends itself to Shvicha Shirayim. And only the Dam that's left in the Klishares becomes Shirayim. So let's say, for example, you took the Dam and you poured it into two different kosos, right? So you had one kos that had enough Dam for Zrika, you had another kos, that kos was not used for Zrika. You want to know if you have a mitzvah of Shirayim? And the answer is, if it wasn't in the original klishares, then it's not called shirayim. And kolsh can have much more so if it's not located in any klishar. So what's the critical moment? At what second in time do we determine, well, is this dam subject to shrika shirayim? It's in the klishares or not? That's going to be the moment of what? Zrika. That's the Tosfos in the beginning of Masechet Zvachim Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara Daf Lamed Hey quotes Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, "Kos hayem male midam hataroves sheim yishpoch echad mehem nimsa shehu machshiro." Okay, now let's see if we can figure out what's going on here. This is like the fourth sugya that he's quoting. So far we've survived it, you know, but I can't promise you. So Rabbi Yehuda says the following. Yeah, we should probably open up the Gemara and Daf Lamed Hey for this. I push it ran out of time. I don't know if you have it there. Do you have it there?
If not, I have it. Yeah, Lamed Hey.
You have Lamed Hey?
If not, I have the other.
Okay, if you have Lamed Hey, that's great. But I mean.
But I have the other edition of Masifta.
You have that?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're looking at Masifta Gimel. You're going to have to find Masifta Beis. Is that correct?
I think I only have all of Gimel. I don't think I have Beis.
Oh, so I have Beis. Here, let me see. Yeah, I'll get it. If we can get it, I want to make sure that I understand what's going on. Tells you that it's on Lamed Hey, Lamed Aleph. Is that correct?
Yes.
So you have a regular Gemara. Just tell me where on the Daf you find it, because that would help me here a little bit.
The Dibur HaMatfil of Tosfot is.
What we're looking for is Amar Rabbi Yehuda Kos Hayim Mamale Midam Atarovas. I just want to see if we can get a quick. I think it's on an Aleph here, but you know what? You can never know for sure.
Extensively on top of
right, but I just don't see that particular one. Yeah. Oh yeah, so if you can find it for me, that would be very.
That's the Tosfos that he calls. Tarovet is the main word. Okay, I think I see it. Towards the bottom of the page, Lamed Dalet Amud Bet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Midam Hatarovet Yizorko Zrika Achat Keneged HaYisod. Does that sound correct? Detani Rab Yehuda.
Kos Echad Hoyim Mamal Midam Hatarovet Shemi Shofech Echad Mihem. I think we're talking about a Korban Pesach. Nimtza Shehu Machshiro.
Yeah, it's
Kedin Pesach, according to Rashi. Omru lo Rabbi Yehuda v'halo lo niskabel b'kli. What happened? It went directly from the dam onto the Ritzpah. So I think this is the discussion that we once had here about appointing a Kohen in the Azor, in Erev Pesach, to collect the dam on the Ritzpah.
Right, why can't he just drop it back on the Ritzpah instead of putting it in?
Right, I think that's the Sugya of Rabbi Yehuda. So let's see, now that we've jolted our memory, let's see, Veloka Omar, Nimtza Shumachshira. Veloka Omar Shetzorech La'osfo Kedei L'kaimo Mitzvah Shvich HaShirayim. I'm beginning to get it. Not there yet. So again, he was memale dam shebatarovos. Why? Because shofach echad mehem. Shofach echad. Oh, I think I got it. What is Rabbi Yehuda trying to accomplish here? He's afraid that some of the dam that's on the Ritzpah was not placed on the Mizbeach. It simply fell out of the kli. So again, so let's just think. Did it fall directly from the Tzavar HaBehema onto the Ritzpah, or it fell from the Kli? Let's see. Omulo the Rabbi Yehuda, Valo lo niskabel the Kli. So we got to find out what Rabbi Yehuda's answer is. That's on the top of Lamed Hey and Aleph. Omar Lohem, Afani lo amarti elish niskabel the Kli. So what happened was, the dam went into the kli from the Tzavar HaBehema. There was a Kabbalah Sadam, and now it fell onto the Ritzpah. That dam is made up of both dam that has to get onto the Mizbeach Bezrika, and also dam that needs Shvich HaShirayim if it doesn't get on the Mizbeach. But for some reason, Rabbi Yehuda wants to collect the dam in order to be zorik the dam on the mizbeach itself, not on the yisod hamizbeach.
Doesn't this all fit in also that the Ritzpah was kadosh, so you technically just drop it straight on the mizbeach?
Okay, that's a different dimension of the sugi. But the point that we want to emphasize here is that if Rabbi Yehuda is worried about dam that fell from the kos onto the floor, then l'chora, before we introduce, you know, the question of Kiddush HaRitzpah, but because if it's Kiddush HaRitzpah, then b'chlal we're going to have problems here. So let's assume right now that that's not the issue. But what he's pointing out is that it seems that Rabbi Yehuda wants to collect this dam in order to put it back on the Mizbeach. He doesn't seem to be interested in Shvich HaShirayim. And he's suggesting that the reason for this is that if the dam went from the kli onto the Ritzpah, that dam could never be subject to Shvich HaShirayim. Why? Because at the moment of Zrikas HaDam, the rest of the dam was not in a kli shoris. And what we established based on the first perek is that in order for dam to be subject, to lend itself to Shvich HaShirayim, it's got to be in a kli shoris at the time of the Zrika Sadam. So therefore, again, just to make sure we have it here, this dam that after the Shechita was received in a Kli Shares, then it fell onto the floor. We got to get that dam up from the floor and do a Zrika on the Mizbeach. We're not going to consider using any of that dam for Shirayim. And the reason for that is because at the time of the Zrika, the dam is not in a klisharis.
So what I'm hearing from that, is this okay to... What I'm hearing from that is Shricha is only Shaykh if there was a previous Zrika, otherwise it's not Shirayim, it has to be a sequence.
But even more than that, not only does it have to be a sequence, but at the moment of Zrika, the dam itself that will become Shirayim is in the Klisharis. And I'm assuming it means in that same Klisharis from which you did the Zrika.
Right.
Okay, so what do we get out of this? Let's just see, you know, what this means in terms of the general picture. We still have a problem. According to the Rambam Shita, that dam that is on his etzba is still roy l'shvicha yisod. Right? It's not roy l'zrika, the shirayim on his etzba, but it's still roy l'shvicha shirayim. So we're not sure, therefore, why the brisa that we're studying would require that all the dam be placed on the chudah shel keren. Who cares? Let him have shirayim of dam, and according to the Rambam, you can use that shirayim of dam for shvichas yisod, for shirayim. That was our question. So now we're adding another element in the equation. Although the Rambam might accept that the shirayim on the etzba is not possible for shvicha shirayim, but we have another issue, and that is it's got to be in a klisharis at the time of the zrika. Now he dips his finger into the kli, and he's going to do his matan damim with the dam on his finger, but then there's leftover dam. That leftover dam is outside of a klisharis, so it cannot be used for shvicha shirayim. So again, mimonafshach. Whether we go with Rashi Shita, and Rashi Shita is that if it's possible is Rika, then it's possible is Shvicha Shirayim, or even according to the Rambam Shita, it might be Kosher and Shvicha Shirayim, that's only if it's in a Klisharis. But if it's not in a Klisharis, then it's not Kosher and Shvicha Shirayim. I'm not sure if we solved all our problems, but let's see the next paragraph. Maybe it'll shed a little bit more light. He says the following. In the paragraph that started Ulam, we were medayik from the Rambam, the repetition of the Rambam, the extra words, that the Rambam holds that the Shirayim Shebe'etzba is included in the mitzvah Shvicha Shirayim. Oh. He says, Airi Dafka, in what scenario would that be true? Im Chazar V'nosan B'kli Shoreis Esha'eris Hadam Shahoisabetz Bo. Oh, wow. You remember that he's going around to the four chronos of the Mizbeach. So now he's got Shirayim on his Etzba from the first Matan Damim on Keren X, right? Now, what he's going to do is he's going to place that Shirayim back into the Kli.
He got allowed to do that.
Well, we're trying to work out the Rambam sheet again. You know, the Rambam has many sources, so don't. You know, you might see a Gemara that sounds like it's against the Rambam, but let's try to construct the Rambam sheet. He's saying that what he's going to do now is, according to the Rambam, he's going to place, or shall I say, replace the dam that Shirayim on his etzba back into the klisharis. And what does the Rambam mean that now that Shirayim is, it lends itself to Shvicha? He says the reason for that is because he's going to do another Matan Damim from this Klisharis for the next Keren. So let's read it inside. He says, V'nosan b'klisharis, Esheris Adam Shoisabetz Bo, V'ahir Sham b'shazrika Shnir. So now that Dam is in the klisharis at the moment that he gets to the second keren, the oz, and at that moment when he does the second zrika, chal olav shem shirayim v'ton shvicha shirayim. Well, Are you with me so far?
Yes, you said, so each Karen requires a separate Zrika and separate Shiraim.
Right. And if he gets the Shiraim from the previous Zrika for the next Zrika, then that Dam becomes Dam Shiraim. Why? Because it's in a Klisharis at the time of the second Zrika. All that is good until we get to what? To the fourth Karen. When we get to the fourth Karen, if he's got Shiraim on his Dam, on his finger, that Shiraim will not be able to be poured onto the Yisod. Why? Because it's outside of the Kli at the time of the Zrika. It's on his finger, it's not in the Kli. You'll tell me, but he's going to do another Zrika, so just put it back into the Kli. Well, there won't be another Zrika, because he's up to number four. He says, V'kevon shebizrika achrono, when he gets to the last Zrika, any achalasos came, right? He doesn't have the option of putting it back into the Kli. He says, Al Kain, therefore, Tzarech Lachalos al Karen Kol Dam Shebetz Ba'o. In other words, if he doesn't get rid of all the Dam, so to speak, meaning, I shouldn't use that phrase, it doesn't sound very nice, but I mean, if he doesn't put all the Dam onto the Mizbeach, he's inevitably going to be stuck with leftover Dam, which doesn't lend itself to Shvicha Shiraim, even according to the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that just get it back into the Kli. And once it's back into the Kli at the time of the subsequent Zrika, then it lends itself, it's nitfas b'kiyum shvicha shirayim. But if it won't get back into a Kli at the time of a subsequent Zrika, then you're in trouble with that dam. So, just one second. Yeah. Ulahachi, and therefore, let's read one more line. Osa kein af b'shar zrikos. In other words, technically, the Bryce is not accurate. Why? Because the Bryce says that Hachiyachala Kol Dam Shebetz Bo. The Bryce is talking about the first Matan Damim. Why do you need Hachiyachala? I can understand that when you get to the fourth Matan, the fourth and last of the Matan Damim, then he has to make sure that he gets rid of all the Dam and puts it all in his bag. But the Bryce seems to indicate that we're going to make this requirement from the get go, even on the first Zrika. So he says, we're not going to make a distinction and say, well, when you get to the fourth Zrika, then you put all the Dam on the Mizbeach. We're going to just make an absolute halacha. I don't know if it's Gzeirat Rabban or whatever you want to call it, that even in the first Zrika, you should make sure to put all the Dam on the Mizbeach. Go ahead, Ben. Now we're up to Amnon Hiksha.
When Rashi said Aruch of a and continuation, I thought that would apply only for the fourth. That's what he was emphasizing. Make sure you get rid of all the Dam at that point.
Well, no. You see, according to Rashi Lashita, so even on the first Zrika, since it's not, you know, it's Shiraim and it's not Royal Zrika, it's not Royal Shvicha Shiraim, so you got a problem with that Dam. That was okay, but we had the Rambam Shita. We were dyke from the Rambam that the Rambam holds that the leftover Dam on his finger could be included in Shvicha Shiraim. So what's the problem? The problem is that when he gets to the fourth Zrika, that Shiraim on his finger will not be in a Kli Sharis, and therefore it's completely bounced off, it's excluded from Shvicha Shiraim. And now we're equating all four Zrikas, and we're saying just like the fourth Zrika, according to the Rambam, would require Sheyichalas Kol Adam Shabbat, but so too even on the first Zrika, etc., etc., we're going to make that requirement. Omnam Kosher, Milo Amrina, and the Kevin the Dam Zrika Chrona, Hoya Bekos, Besha Zrika Rishona. You see, it's like playing chess. I mean, wherever you move, you're in trouble here. It's checkmate. He says, wait a minute. You're telling me that he has a problem with the leftover Dam on his etzpa when he finishes the fourth Zrika. Forget about that. There's no problem. Why? Because it already has a Shem Shirayim by virtue of the first Zrika. Because at the moment of the first Zrika, right, it was placed into, it was in the Kli Shares, so it, well, I don't know why he says Zrika Rishon. It's really Zrika Shnia. Just one second, I just want to make the calculation here. So it came into Shadam Zrika Achronim. Oh, yeah. So again, let's get to the fourth Zrika. So the problem in the fourth Zrika is that he's got Shirayim on his etzpa, right? And that's not in the Klisharis at the time of Zrika. Yeah, but it was in the Klisharis at the time of the first Zrika. And once it was in the Klisharis at the time of the first Zrika, that locks it in, and it has a Shem Shirayim. Who cares if it's not in the Klisharis at the time of the fourth Zrika? It's enough that it was in the Klisharis at the time of the first Zrika. And basically, any Dam that'll be on his etzpa is always, by definition, is always by definition in the Kli Sharis at the time of the first Zrika. So who cares if it's not in the Kli Sharis at the time of the fourth Zrika? You see, it's back and forth and back and forth. He says that Masha Nokara Grid, this is already the Nefesh Tova who's commenting, he's saying, So in other words, the very premise of our whole discussion is that if at the time of the Zrika the dam, the leftover dam is on his etzba, it's not in a klisharis. And he says, L'chor yesh l'tmoa tuva. Or tova, I don't know. The bepashtus, kol mashe be'inon, she'eik b'kos b'shah zrika, mishum di'en shvicha shirayim, elo b'dam haroy l'zrika. Lemute dam shlohay bosashar ruil isrika kigon shlon iskabel. It went straight onto the floor. Oshenishpach, where it fell onto the floor. But can't cause a migdash David. The yisod adinu shehei hadam royal isrika b'shas zrika. V'im kain holo shayach lomer the dam zeshet tovel boetz po b'zrika. The zark menu ain't a royal isrika. In other words, what he's saying is, based on the Migdash David, this condition that in order to set up Dam Shirayim, it has to be Royal Zrika B'Shas Zrika, that doesn't mean a moment after Zrika, that means the moment of Zrika. So when he put his finger into the Mizrak and he gets his finger full of Dam, all of that Dam is Royal Zrika. In other words, if I freeze that frame 1 second before he actually does the Zrika and ask myself, well, what's the status of all the Dam on his Etzba? All the Dam on his Etzba is Royal Zrika. Are you with me on that? So this whole discussion here, well, maybe the Shiraya Dam that's left on his finger, since it's not in the Klishares at the time of the Zrika, it's out of the Klishares, therefore it's bumped off of the Heksha, so to speak, as Shirayim. That's not true, because when we need Dam our royal Zrika, we don't need that the Dam be in a Klisharis at the time of the Zrika. We just mean at the time of the Zrika, that Dam could have been appropriate, could have been suitable for the Zrika. And even the Dam that's left on his finger at the time of the Zrika was royal Zrika, and therefore it has a din of Shirayim on it. So the very underlying premise here of a barrel here, the grid that he quoted here, that the Shirayim is not in the Klisharis at the time of the Zrika, therefore it's not Nitfas, it doesn't lend itself to Shvicha, that's not true. Because this whole din of Klisharis is only as far as Royal Zrika is concerned, and this was Royal Zrika. Once it was Royal Zrika, it has a din of Shirayim. And he says at the end of the paragraph, in Nirida Grid Nokat, who din bifne atzmo, is a separate din, that Bashas Rika, the Dam has to be in a Klisharis. And if it's not in a Klisharis, then it doesn't have a Shem Shirayim. Where does he know that from? We don't have any source for that. Okay, now we get back. So Rabosa, let's just summarize what we have. We had two questions here. We had one question as to why the Braisa requires Achiyachala kol dam shebe etzba, and we had one answer according to Rashi that Rashi requires Achiyachala kol dam shebe etzba because otherwise the dam shirayim is not roy l'shvichal gabi yisod, because it's not roy l'zrika anymore. We had a problem then according to Rambam, because the Rambam holds that all you need is that it be royal shvichas dam. You don't need it royal zrika. We tried to explain that maybe the Rambam would require shemachala kol adam shebetzah, because otherwise the dam is not in the klishores at the moment of zrika, but we have no source for such a requirement. So that question, you know, bifurcates, meaning it splits into two. If you have Rashi Shita, you're okay. If you have the Rambam Shita, you're still in trouble. Then we had a second question. Why does Rashi in Masechta Yoma require a matan domim arucha umeshucha? So that's what he wants to address now. Ubi ikar akusha, mai beina limshok hamaton al kol akeren, Ein B'Kiryas Sefer, that's one of the commentaries on the Rambam, he writes that we have a drasha. So in order to appreciate this drasha, I want to read the pasuk to you one more time. We read it already twice, let's read it thrice. The pasuk says, V'lakacha kohen midama chatos betzba'o v'nasan al karnos mizbach ha'ola. So the pasuk starts with the word v'lakach and ends with the word v'nasan. Says the Kiryas Sefer, we have an equation here between v'lakach and v'nasan. And what does that mean? Just like v'lakach means he dips his finger into the mizrach, all that dam is included in v'nasan. Meaning all that dam is part of the matan dam. It's unbelievable. The Kiryas Sefer is making up his own drasha, the post-Talmudic drasha. Do you hear what he's saying? He's saying that since in the same breath the Torah says v'lakach, which refers to the tvilas etzba b'dam, and it says v'nasan, anything that's included, all the dam that's included in v'lakach, is included in v'nasan. Is mevur mitvar of the ikah drasha shetzarch lekayim zrika b'chol adam shalakach. Oh, no, I'm tzarch ir. Am I tzarch limshach hamatana? Okay. I'm going to accept the Kiryas Sefer because I have no choice. I have no better alternative. There's some sort of an equation between v'lakach and v'nasan. All right. So all the dam on his finger that was included in v'lakach, which he took out with his finger, all that needs to be v'nasan placed on the mizbeach. But why does he have to go up and down? Why can't he just keep dabbing it onto the same spot on the mizbeach? So we still haven't justified Rashi that requires to go up and down. Vinire, he says we have no choice. The kol mokom shebekeren shekvar nosan olav dam ein miskayem espo zrika in yashu v'yitain olav. In other words, every spot on the mizbeach is a target, so to speak, lends itself to one zrika and not to multiple zrikas. You know, just put a little X on a place on the mizbeach, on the chudosh al keren, and once you mark it off as X, then you put in the sin of dam on that X, and that's it. Finito. Story is over. You cannot reuse the same place on the mizbeach for a zrika. So even though he does a subsequent zrika on the same spot, he keeps adding dam, you know, he dabs it like this, one, thrice, three times. No, that's not a kiyum of zrika. It's only the first zrika on that spot that's considered a kiyum of zrika. Ulahachi. Therefore, we're in trouble now. In tzarech l'kayim zrika b'chol adam, we've said that this halacha, like we said, it's called kol adam in par, right? It's the thing that all the dam has to get onto the mizbeach. So we suggested that if he doesn't put all the dam on the mizbeach, then there might be a problem with the dam that's still in his finger, that it's not royal shvicha. So he's got to put all the dam from his etzba onto the mizbeach. But if he puts it all in one place, that's also problematic. Because the Torah is saying v'nasan. V'nasan means a kiyum nesina on all the dam. But the kiyum nesina is not going to be able to realize itself, achieve itself, if he keeps putting it back multiple times on the same spot. So there's no choice. But limshach hamatana. Do you follow what he's saying by limshach hamatana? Does he keeps pushing it down, so that in each dam that he's got on his finger, he's got to have it on the mizbeach. Now again, what happens if you know he keeps doing this, but at, you know when he gets to the bottom, let's say to the chut hasikra, he still has dam on his finger. So Rashi would say that since that dam is posel zrika, therefore it cannot be kosher l'shvichas yisod. So you know you haven't fulfilled your requirement that all the dam should be given to the mizbeach, because mimarashok, he didn't use it for the nesina and it's posel l'shiraya. So that's going to be a problem. He's going to have to take that extra dam, like Michael said before, wipe it on the rim of the keli and get rid of it. According to the Rambam, on the other hand, he can take that dam, presumably, and put it back into a kli. That's going to be okay until you get to the fourth zrika. Maybe we could suggest that even when he gets to the fourth zrika, he could still do, according to the Rambam, shvicha shirayim al yisod. It's not royal zrika. The answer is it was royal zrika at the time of the original zrika. The Yesh Levayer Bo Zeh Mashikosav HaRambam Ukshegomer Hanesina La Keren Mekanech Etzbo B'Sfas HaMizrok The Achar Shenosan Al Kol Keren Shuvein Yochel Lekayim Zrika B'Dam Shenishab Etzbo U'Lekach Mekancho. Okay, I mean, we're not happy with this because we've already established that even the leftover dam, even after he completes his nesina, it still should be royal as shvichas yisod because it was royal as zrika at the time of the matan damin, as we saw in the mikdash David before. So what does he mean when he says any yochel lekayim zrika b'dam shenisha be'etzbo? Ulekach mekan. Ah, I see what he means. He's saying that when the Rambam says that when he finishes in the Sina, he still has dam on his etzba. The Rambam says mekancho b'sfas ha-mizrok. What the Rambam means is to get it back into the mizrok, so that later on I could use it for shvichas yisod. Let's see if what he says in brackets. He says v'din kinu avzeh biragriz u'mishum shvichas shirayim. I think that's what he means. Okay, that's Mem Aleph. We tried to do the best we can. And I thought it was exciting, but very challenging. Then we have Mem Beis. So let's just think, what did we... Oh, so Mem Beis is going to require a lot more study. So let's just review what we did yesterday on Mem Beis. We have a sugya on Daf Samach He. Okay? What happens on Daf Samach He? We're talking here about what's called Olas Ha'of. Okay, Olas Ha'of is a very complicated sugya. There's a whole parak in Zvachim dedicated to Olas Ha'of. But one of the aspects of Olas Ha'of is to try to figure out exactly where the Mitzui Hadam goes, right? In Oaf, you have a few things that are a little different than Zvachim. Instead of Shchita, for example, you have what? Malika. And then instead of Zrika, you have something called Mitzui. Mitzui Adam. Okay, exactly how you do the Mitzui Adam is complicated, but suffice it to say that the Dam goes from the Savar Ha'of right onto the Mizbech, not through the intermediary of a Kabbalah's Klisharis. But where does that dam go exactly? So first of all, before we answer that question, we have to say the following. We have our favorite Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, the Ravash, right? And the Ravash says the following, that you require gufo shel keren. Now, when we talk about gufo shel keren, we talk about something called damim elyonim. Now the concept of Domim Elyonim, that phrase, that terminology, subdivides into two. There's Chatos Behema and Olas Ha'of. Okay, so Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon says no, there's a fundamental difference. In the case of Chatos Behema, we're not talking about Elyonim. Elyonim means on the top half of the Mizbech, above the Chut HaSikra. That's not true with regard to Chatos Ha'of, because Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon requires that the Matan Domim of Chatos Ha'of be where? Gufa Shel Karen. So that's not called Elyonim. Elyonim means on the top part, top half of the Kira Mizbeach. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon assumes that whenever you see the phrase Dam Elyonim, press the following button, and what appears on your screen for Dam Elyonim is Olas Ha'of. Because Olas Ha'of, the Mitzvah, is done on the top half of the Mizbeach, on the Kir HaMizbeach. Masha Enkein, Chatos Behemah requires Gufa Shel Keren. But now, that's all according to the Ravash, but according to Rebbe will identify the phrase of Dam Elyonim in two ways. Number one, Chatos Behemah and Olas Ha'of. Because in both cases, you're going to do the Matan Damim, or at least you can do the Matan Damim, on the Elyonim, on the top half of the Mizbeach. Correct? Because again, Rebbe rejects the premise that you need Gufa Shel Keren. So therefore you dip below the Keren, whether that means an Amma Mikan, Amma Likan, or it means Chudah Shel Mizbeach, fine. Those are two interpretations of Rebbe. But certainly, both Chatos Ha'of and Olas Ha'of, I'm sorry, both Chatos Behem and Olas Ha'of are classified as Damim Elyon. Okay. Now, what happens on Daf Samach Hei? On Daf Samach Hei, the Gemara records Machlokas Tanoim, exactly where the Mitzui of Olas Ha'of takes place. According to Tanakama, it's anywhere above the Chut HaSikra, because anywhere above the Chut HaSikra is called Elyonim. and we classify Olas Ha'Of as Elyonin. Lo Mibay according to Rebbe, but even according to Lozer Reb Shimon, we know that Olas Ha'Of is called Elyonim, and Elyonim means anywhere above the Chut HaSikra. Then we have another sheet, and that's Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and they say the following. There's something called the... Just one second, what's it called? New, help me out here, the... you know, where the Kohen stands, what's it called?
Oh, is that little ledge?
Yeah, I forgot, I'm sorry, I just blanked out for a second. The Soviet, sorry. I apologize profusely. Now, the Soviet is one Amma. The Soviet gives the Kohen one Amma of height above what? The Chut HaSikra. And the Shita of Rab Nechemia, Rab Elozim, and Yaakov is that with regard to Mitzu of Olas Ha'Of, the Mitzu has to be done above the Sovev. Now from the Sovev till the Rosh Hashanah Mizbech is four Amos. From the Chut HaSikra to the Rosh Hashanah Mizbech is five Amos. So the Nafkamina here between the Tanakhama and Rab Lozer and Rab Nechemia is going to be the Amma below the Sovev. Because the Amma below the Sov is still considered the Elyon Shel Mizbech, because it's above the Chut HaSikra. But that's not enough, according to Rav Nechemia and Rav Elozer ben Yaakov. They require that the Mitzvah of the Olas Ha'Of be done the Rosh HaMizbech. Rosh HaMizbech means that part of the Kira Mizbech that's very close to the top of the Mizbech, which means anywhere from the Sovev and above. So it's only the four Amos. And what led Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rabbi Nechem to this conclusion? They had a Hekesh. The Hekesh was between, okay, on one side of the Hekesh is called Malika and Haktorah. Malika and Haktorah are going to be Avodos, which the Kohen performs on the upper side of the Mizbech. When we say the upper side of the Mizbech, we mean from the Sovev up to the Gag Shel Mizbech, the top four Amos. And on the other side of the equation, we have Mitzui Hadam. That the Mitzui Hadam also requires the Kir Samuch L'Mokom HaKtorah. The Mokom HaKtorah is the top part of the Mizbech, which is called Samuch Lagags or Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach. So again, it's unbelievable here, Rabbi. So we have three halachas in Mizbeach. We have the Gago Shel Mizbeach with the Kronos. We have, on the other hand, the Elyonim of the Mizbeach. Okay, I'm not even talking about the Tachtonim, but let's say the Elyonim. That's from the Chut HaSikra. And then we have something called Rosh HaMizbeach. The Rosh HaMizbeach is sort of like the extension of the Gago Shel Mizbeach, and it goes down, it dips down from the top of the Mizbeach four Amos, up until the Sovev, but not below the Sovev. Oh. So if that be the case, then according to Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, when the Torah says, and that's what our sugya is all about, that HaTorah Nosna Mechitza, Mechitza means the Chut HaSikra, Bein Domim Elyonim L'Dom Tachtonim, how do we understand that? That only makes sense with regard to the Chatas Behema, because the Chatas Behema, anywhere above the Chut HaSikra, five Amos is kosher lematan domim of Chatas Behema. But when we get to Olas Ha'Of, according to this sheet in the Tanoim, we can't say that the Torah gave us a mechitza lahavdil bein dom elyon l'dom tachtonim. Why? Because that mechitza is one amma below the Sovev, which means it's already excluded from being called Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach. It's not connected to the top part of the Mizbeach as far as this din is concerned. And that's a little bit perplexing to us, because you know, we're talking now about Olas Ha'ov. We get the impression that nobody argues about Olas Ha'ov. When the Mishnah talks about Domim Elyonim, everyone agrees that minimally, that what certainly belongs to that club called the Domim Elyonim is the Olas Ha'ov. But now it comes out that if Domim Elyonim means that there was a mechitza called the Chut HaSikra, which separated between the Domim Elyonim and Dom Tachtonim, that's not true according to these two Tanoim, because that mechitza is not going to separate between that part which is required for the Mitzvah Adam of Olas Ha'ov, which namely is called the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, and the other half of the Mizbeach. So how do we justify this concept of mechitza lahavdil bein dom elyonim l'dom tachtonim? That's not really true. You could say that it refers to chatos behema. Yeah, but if you're going to say it refers to chatos behema, then you're in trouble according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, because Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon and chatos behema requires what? Gufa shel keren. So you can't tell me the chut hasikra is relevant to the chatos ha'ov. I'm sorry, to the chatos behema. It's not at all relevant to the chatos behema. So to what carbon is it relevant that the Torah told us, and it's in the parasha of the Mishkan, there it's not called a chut hasikra, it has other names.
The reshet,
yeah, the michbar, whatever it might be over there. Why is the Torah, what's the purpose of it? So here's where the Brisker Rav said his chiddush that we touched on yesterday, that there are two dinim. There's one din in what's called Makom HaDam. Now, where on the Mizbech does the Dam have to go? And the truth is that even these two Amoraim, if you would push them against the wall, so to speak, the wall of the Mizbeach in this case, and you would force them to give you an answer, where is the Makom Damim of Olas Ha'ov, Mitzui Olas Ha'ov, they would answer that HaTorah Nasna Mechitza, that is from the Chut HaSikra above. Why do they require that the mitzvah take place above the sovev that's only in the top four, and that's called the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeah? The answer is because of a hekesh to haktara. Haktara and malika have to take place on the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeah. He says that's not halach in the mokum v'sina stam. That's halach in the avodas hakohen. We have many halachos that determine how the avodah the kohen has to be performed, and where the avodah has to be performed. Like, for example, in Kachi Kachim, where does the shechita have to take place?
It's in the Azara.
But where in the Azara? In the Tzafon, right? Tzafon Azara. Okay, that's not halach in the Sinas Dam, that's halach in avodah. So we can have many, many different cases where the avodah has to be done in a certain location. Says the Brisker Rav, therefore, as far as the halacha, the requirement of Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach and Olas Ha'ov, according to Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, there's no din that the Makom Matan Damim has to be done in the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach. Is a din in the Maisa Avoda that the Maisa Avoda has to be performed in the Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach, but it's not a din in the Makom Matan Damim, and therefore we're justified, even according to these two Tanoim, to claim that HaTorah Nasla Mechitza LaHavdil Bein Damim Elyonim LaDamim LaDamim Tachtonim. So that's where we want to stop now, but I do want to believe Ned to finish this, because I realize that the punchline is coming up here on page Tav Pei Gimel. So if you don't mind making a little note of it, we're up to a paragraph that says VeHochiach on the bottom of Tav Pei. Tough pages. Okay then?
Of course.
Thank you so much.